This is TRI News. I'm Paul James. A senior UN official has arrived in Pyongyang for several days of talks with North Korean officials. UN Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman, the first senior official from the United Nations to visit North Korea in some 6 years. Feltman expected to meet with North Korea's foreign minister and vice foreign minister. He'll also meet with UN country team members and members of the UN's diplomatic corps in Pyongyang during his time. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the latest version of the Trump administration's travel ban can go fully into effect. This means citizens from 8 countries, including Iran, Libya, Syria, and Yemen, prohibited from entering the United States. Released back in September, the travel ban is the third version of a contentious policy that Trump first sought to implement 1 week after taking office. Trump says the ban needed to ensure national security. China's top anti-corruption authority announcing the capture of another Red Notice fugitive suspected of business fraud. Zhou Jiyang, a former party official from Zhejiang, the 50th fugitive to be repatriated from China's top 100 most wanted list. Zhou Jiyang, fleeing China in 2008, he was among the 100 who were put on an Interpol Red Notice in April of 2015. Many of the fugitives, former government officials or employees of state-owned enterprises. Two senior British officials hailing the strong ties that have been formed in recent years between China and the UK. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson and Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt have made the comments as Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong starts an official visit to the United Kingdom. Liu Yandong will co-chair the high-level bilateral meeting on people-to-people exchanges with Hunt. Speaking ahead of her arrival, Boris Johnson has gone on record saying both China and Britain are global powers with a global outlook, saying both will continue to work together to solve the big issues facing the world today. For his part, Jeremy Hunt says the two sides will be hoping to tackle major health issues during this current session. A senior New Zealand official suggesting the country will continue to seek a closer relationship with China. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters making the suggestion while attending an event marking the 45th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and New Zealand. He suggests the New Zealand-China relationship started with ordinary people and says connections among the people make the New Zealand government more confident in its bilateral ties. New stats show the Shenzhen Hong Kong Stock Connect system has seen transaction volumes hit nearly 1.3 trillion yuan a year after its launch. Northbound trading volumes through Shenzhen registering some 882 billion yuan, while southbound trading volumes in Hong Kong registering over 412 billion yuan. The Shenzhen Hong Kong Stock Connect system launched on December 5, 2016. A similar link between Shanghai and Hong Kong stock exchanges launched in November of 2014. Both schemes allow investors on the mainland and those in Hong Kong to trade selected stocks on each other's exchanges within a fixed daily quota. A new high-speed rail line linking China's northwest and southwest will officially begin operations on Wednesday. The 643-kilometer line runs from Shanxi's capital Xi'an through the Qingling Mountains to Sichuan's capital Chengdu. The Qingling Mountains, considered the natural divide between northern and southern China. With speeds reaching 250 kilometers per hour, the new line will cut the train travel time from Xi'an and Chengdu from about 7 hours down to around 4. Afghan officials say a senior al-Qaeda leader has been killed along with 80 other militants in government raids. The operation, said to have involved the Afghan army, security personnel, and U.S.-led coalition forces in several provinces. A statement identifying the senior leader killed as Omar Khattab, suggesting he was in charge of leading al-Qaeda networks operating in various parts of Afghanistan. Dozens of Taliban insurgents were also reportedly killed in those raids. A newly released index suggesting China ranks second in terms of internet development, only after the United States. The Global Internet Development Index gauges 6 different dimensions, from internet infrastructure to application among 38 different countries. It shows that China has the largest number of internet users and is the world's top e-commerce and mobile payment market by transaction volume. Index published during the 4th World Internet Conference in the water town of Wujian in Zhejiang. It's the first such industry index China has compiled. The Chinese Air Force has confirmed that a surveillance aircraft recently conducted high seas drills in the Yellow Sea in the East China Sea. Air Force's fighter jets, airborne early warning aircraft, and surface-to-air guided missile forces coordinating with surveillance for the training. The first ever giant panda cub born in France has been given a name. French First Lady Brigitte Macron, who's also the new panda's godmother, announcing the 4-month-old panda baby has been named Yuan Meng. Baby panda's parents arriving at the Beauvais Zoo in January of 2012. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.